To whom should might I go? Question number 96. While still holding membership in the Seventh-day Adventist denomination, should one pay tithe to the Davidians? Answer. One can best answer this question by asking himself the following questions. Do I believe that the shepherd's rod contains the message of the hour, the sealing message of the 144,000? Have I received any spiritual help from it? Has it caused me to repent of formerly indulged sins? Am I now a better Seventh-day Adventist than I was before I accepted it? Has it made me love the Bible, the spirit of prophecy, and the brethren more than ever before? If one's answer to each of these questions is no, then he should pay his tithe to the church of which he is still a member. If his answer to them is yes, and if he is still in doubt as to where he should pay his tithe, then he should further question himself. Had I continued in the Laodicean course in which the rod found me, could I be saved and ready to meet the Lord at His coming? Can my Seventh-day Adventist brethren be saved by remaining in their present condition? If to these questions one's answer is no, then his answers to the following questions will instruct him where to pay this tithe. Since I am responsible for the light which is now shining upon my pathway, and since I must help give it to my brethren, should I pay my tithe to the denomination so that the ministry may have more money with which to fight both the message and my personal endeavors to reach the people with it, and thereby, working at cross-purposes, only help to keep them in darkness? Or, should I pay it to the Davidians, the storehouse of present truth, where it naturally should go to promote the advancement of a heart-searching reformation, and to rescue my Seventh-day Adventist brethren from eternal ruin? And as they themselves are not prepared to meet the Lord Testimonies, Volume 6, page 371, then how can they adequately prepare the heathen? In view of all these facts, shall might I go to the Seventh-day Adventist denomination in behalf of the heathen, or to the sealing message in behalf of the brethren? If I dare not place my tithe to the support of what I believe to be present truth, then how will it be supported, and where else can I conscientiously place my tithe? Furthermore, if I place it in the denomination, to be used largely for the evangelizing of worldlings, rather than in the storehouse of present truth, to be used for the benefit of my brethren, then am I not doing so to the neglect of my own brethren, and thus denying that I am my brother's keeper? And ought I, moreover, obey the minister's order, to go in search of sheep in the house of Baal, instead of heeding the Lord's express command, to take the heaven-sent remedy to the sin-sick sheep, in the house of Israel? Matthew 10:6. Which of these two endeavors would be the more sure to gain for me the commendation? Well done, thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Matthew 25:21. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Matthew 24:45-46. Now if after having answered these questions to your satisfaction, you are still undecided as to what you should do with your tithe, then read tract number 4, The Latest News for Mother, 1943 edition, pages 63-70. Then remember Lot's wife, and do as the Lord bids you.